Hi, I'm Kevin Bohan, and this piece has been written by Daniel Kearney. Daniel was brought up and educated in Bray. He's a retired headmaster and a teacher of theology. He's a writer of fiction and non-fiction. He now lives in Manchester with his wife Deborah and two dogs, Daisy and Rosie. The piece is set in Frank's bedroom, 2 weeks after he lost his wife. We hope you like it. I've left her things as they were. She left them. I know she's not coming back, not now. But it helps me to have things as she left them. Oh, I know some people just get on with it, accept it, bundle them up to take them off to the charity shop. I might do when this is all over. But I don't like the thought of someone else wearing them. It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair that our clothes still have life in them. Anyway, I can't imagine the bedroom looking any other way. Her things all over the place. She was so untidy. A right clutterbuck she was. That's what I called her. Don't mind it being untidy now. I like it just as it is. Just as she left it. It's where I come when I'm on my own during the day. And I need to have a word with her. And since the council restricted access, I can't go to the graveyard anyway. Not that I'd want to just now. I feel close to her here. I'd say to her, you could mess it up forever and a day if you came back. And I wouldn't say a word. Really. Not a single word. Funny. Odd, I suppose. How all those little things that irritate and annoy me now seem so, well, so little. So insignificant. Bit like life itself, I suppose, in that great big scheme of things. Who wants a tidy bedroom anyway? You only sleep in it. Not that I do much these days. Melissa, our daughter, said I should go into the spare room if I can't sleep. But it wouldn't make a difference. I'd still stretch out hoping to touch her again, like I do every night. Sometimes I'm sure she's there. I can feel her. Smell her. But somehow I know she's not here really. It's just my imagination playing tricks on me. I never really understood what it's like to lose someone you love. Oh, I've seen other people going through what I'm going through, but it never really registered. It didn't touch me in the slightest. That sounds so bad, so cold, but now I know how it feels all right. Still, I keep expecting her to walk through the door. I don't want to go on living like this without her. I mean, how can I? They say you must for Melissa's sake, and for the grandchildren. It's what she would have wanted you to do. But they have their own lives. My life is over. Oh, I'd never say that to them, but I think they know. That's why Melissa's always here, trying to keep me alive. You say, till death do us part. But I don't want to be parted. I don't want it to end, not like this. I want to go on being with her. How can I do that here? And what if I were to end it? What had happened to me? Would I go to hell? Would God send me to hell because I loved someone? Because I loved someone more than his commandments? Do you know, I don't think I could go to the grave even if they did lift the restrictions. If I did, I'd happily lie down there with her. It's all that I think about now. Being down there with her. You think that's odd? If you've loved, you'll understand what it's like. They say it's always harder for the one left behind. I don't know about that. But I'll be glad to go when my time comes. I'm not afraid. I don't know what's up there or down there for that matter, but anywhere must be better than here on my own. Well, that's how I feel. It sucked the life out of me too. But I suppose that's what you get for loving someone more than you've ever loved anyone. Still, I'd do it all again. You see, you never think then that it's going to end like this. You never give it a second thought. And why should you? You're in love, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. This is a Green Curtain Theatre production recorded in April 2020. For more information about the company, please go to www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.